I've got an email here from Meg, and she says, why is water in the ocean blue when you look at it, and water in lakes and rivers clear when you look at it?
OK, this is all to do, actually, with how water interacts with light. Now, water, when it's a vapour in the atmosphere, the water molecules are not glued together in the same way as they are when they're a liquid. Water molecules are sticky, and they have this thing called a hydrogen bond, which links one molecule together. But as vapour, they're separated out. And water molecules separated out or hanging around just in pairs are very good at soaking up infrared light, so they soak up heat, but not visible light. But when water forms a liquid, so lots of molecules stuck together, it stiffens the bond between the hydrogen and the oxygen, and this means that instead of absorbing infrared, it now begins to absorb light at the red end of the spectrum. So it pushes down into the red a little bit. And so if you take light, white light is a mixture of lots of different wavelengths. And if you take the red out a bit, things look bluer. So when you've got lots and lots and lots of water together, you take more and more red out, so things look bluer and bluer and bluer. So the deeper underwater you go, the bluer it looks. And that's why some fish, which I suspect you're going to tell us about, have the ability to see certain colours but not others.
There is that as well. But if you also, if you go diving and you take down with you something that's red or pink, it really just, the colour washes out of it very quickly.
It just looks like it.
You can't see those colours down deep. But the sea is also sometimes green, and that's nothing to do with light. That's all about the plants that grow in it. And red sometimes, if you get to red tides as well. So there's different colours the sea can be.
The other thing, of course, is blood. When you cut yourself underwater,
yeah, exactly.
And you have blood and you bleed black.
Because,
of course, you can't see the red colour, can you?
It's amazing, yeah.
It's The Naked Scientists with Chris, Dave and Helen. If you have any questions for us, drop us a line. Coming up in just a second, we'll be hearing from Jim Gray, and he's going to talk to us about bugs that can make you sick.
Laying the facts bare, The Naked Scientists.